Hey, folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for March 20th, 2024. So you're seeing rates were just stable yesterday, and we called that. We said the rates aren't going to really move. They're not going to move yesterday or today because the Federal Reserve is meeting today and going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. So we're going to go over this, and then we're going to go over something called the dot plot. What the dot plot is it's basically a screenshot there, and the Federal Reserve, each member of the Federal Reserve actually puts a dot on where they expect the federal funds interest rates to be in 2024, 2025. And 2026. That's the big news that we're going to look out for today, because the Federal Reserve does it four times a year. They come out and tell us exactly what their projections are. So when a lot of people tell you Fed isn't going to change rates, they're not going to drop rates, you guys are just making this stuff up. I'm going to show you where I'm not making it up. It's actually the Federal Reserve telling us what they're going to do in the years to come. So if that's a little confusing, stick with me. I think you're going to learn a lot today. So without further ado, these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These are not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. Guys, I got to do this for legal purposes. These people over here, what they have is they're buying their first house. It's a single family home and they're going to live there. Okay. But what these people have different than probably me is they have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. So if that's you, that's your rate over there. If that's not you, I'm going to give you my information at the end of this video, because guys, I'm a loan officer. I'm a mortgage broker, so I can help you all over the country. Yes, I'm a mortgage broker licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I'm here to help you guys. So without further ado, like I said before, let's get today's data. This is the rates where, like I said, but the economic news today is right through here. We have crude oil inventories coming in. Okay, well, whatever, but that's going to play a role in inflation, folks. I'm telling you now, because oil prices are starting to spike. And then the FOMC right through here. FOMC is the Federal Reserve. They're going to come out and tell us exactly what they're going to do. The expectations are they're going to keep rates at the rates. The gist of the rate right now is the federal funds rate is 5.25 to 5.5. So they're expected to keep that right there. So the markets you're seeing right through here, the markets are basically kind of flat to a point. The Dow Jones is down 87. S&P is basically flat and the NASDAQ's up 50. So there's really not that much going on there. But what I want to explain to you guys is right through here, what the dot plot is, because you're going to hear a lot about the dot plot today. Okay, so the dot plot is basically this. When the matrix was last updated in December, the dots pointed to three cuts in 2024. Now, guys, what you need to understand is the Federal Reserve, members of the Federal Reserve sit here and they put the dots on this dot plot. Okay, so it's when people say, you know, the Federal Reserve didn't come out and say they're going to cut rates. Well, they technically didn't verbally come out, but this dot plot is signaling three rate cuts in 2024. So that's what we're focusing in on right now. So let's go over through here, and here's the dot plot from December of 2023. You're seeing right through here. So if you notice over there, okay, I'll scan over here. Here's where rates were. This is where they finished in 2023, and that range is right through here, 5.25 to 5.5. Okay. So again, guys, this is from the Federal Reserve. So now they're telling us in 2024, here's where they're expecting rates. So every member of the Federal Reserve puts a dot somewhere. The consensus right now is right through here. That comes over here, and that's it, 4.5 to 4.75. So if we're at 5.25 to 5.5 right now, and they're expecting the consensus vote is right through here at 4.75 to 4.5 to 4.75, that means there's going to be rate cuts of 75 basis points. Well, what they usually do is they do increments of 0.25. So if you add this up, if they do 0.25 and they're expected to bring it down, you know, 75 basis points, what does that mean? It means three cuts. And this is what the Federal Reserve is telling us, folks. It's not me making this up. This is actually a chart that they use. So that's what we're going to focus in on. So we're having a live event today to show you guys, or walk you through, when the Federal Reserve comes out and announces what they're going to do and they're put on their press conference. The biggest thing we're going to focus in on today is we know they're going to say inflation's sticky, the jobs market is still okay, we're going to be data dependent, but we're waiting for their dot plot. So that's to the basic content that we're looking for in today's report from the Federal Reserve. So how's the markets reacting right now? We go to the bond market. Guys, the stock market and the bond market is going to be completely flat right before the announcement. You're seeing that right through here. So this is the MBS bond. Okay, what is this bond? Well, basically, it's a mortgage bond that you might be able to buy in your portfolio. It trades on Wall Street, so it's an investment for people. How mortgage rates work is they take take this, the yield on this bond, and then banks and everybody add profit margins and some other things, and then that's the rate. So we don't watch the 10-year treasury, we watch the mortgage-backed securities market. How you understand this? I'm going to make it as simple as I can. Mortgage-backed price is right through there. Most of the time, bond yields show up as a yield, like this one. The 10-year treasury is at 4.29, came below that 4.3 figure that we were concerned about. But over here, they give you the price. So how this works is if the price of the bond is going down, rates are going up, okay? So we would love when the price is going up because rates are coming down. So let's look at the last 5 days. It was dismal last week, all the way down, 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 down. This was pushing up rates. And now over the last 24 to 48 hours, we have rates kind of coming back just a little bit right through here. So that's the report for today. If you guys want to learn more about this, check out our live event today. We're going to explain to you what the Fed's doing, what they're actually saying. We'll put it in English for you. And then we're going to watch the market reaction to that. So check out that time on our YouTube channel. But if you're out there, guys, if you need assistance with a mortgage, somebody called in yesterday and said, Dan, you're a mortgage advisor, but can you advise me on where to go? Guys, I'm a lender. I work at a federally chartered bank or a federal bank. That means I'm licensed all throughout the country. Plus, we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. So I can help you basically anywhere out there in the country. So a couple different things we have here. One of the new items we put up there is a grant program right through there. You can see at the top, it says grant. You can see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in grant programs that we're offering right now for first-time homebuyers. So check out that program. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I really need help getting pre-qualified. I have good credit. I have good income. You know, maybe I don't have the down payment I just need some help. We'd love to help you. We're set up currently with over 70 different lenders. So what you're looking at is when you apply with us, it's one credit pool, one application, and we're going to shop your loan to over 73 different lenders, as well as the bank here. So check out that. All you need to do is hit the apply now button right up there at the top. Or if you're out there and you're like, Dan, can I call you guys? Can I email you? Yeah, you can do that as well. Just go down to the bottom of my screen. You're going to find all that information right here. You can give us a call at 844-775-LOAN, or you can give me an email at dan@theRateUpdate.com. And yes, guys, this will be me answering your emails. So, like I said, please check us out today, right when the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do. We're going to be live to walk you guys through that and show you the market reactions live as we look at that. So hope you can visit us today. If not, please don't forget to subscribe down below if you like my videos, and leave some comments down below. I love reading your comments, and I actually reply to most of them. Have a great day, folks. See you soon.